On the telephone with us this morning on a very busy Big Show Friday is our good friend Tanya Clark. She sits on the Monroe County Fair Board. Tanya, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you all?
We are great today, and we are happy to have you on because we have heard over the last few months of all the wonderful changes that are going to be happening with the Monroe County Fair, and we said, well, we better get to this before June rolls around because when June gets here, heck, the fair this year is going to start in June. Tell us about the new dates and why those dates are now on the schedule.
The new dates this year will be June 30th until July the 8th. And we upped the dates because of with school starting so early, and then we were running into the state fair schedule.
And when those things merge, we want to have everybody to have a chance to do everything. We don't want to force people to choose, correct?
Correct.
And once the fair is out there, these dates you mentioned are very interesting because, number one, the first thing that jumps off the page for a lot of people is 4th of July is right in the middle of there. Tell us about your plans for the 4th.
We're going to, this year, there will not be fireworks taking place because everything will still be set up at the fair. We went out and looked around, and there was just not a big enough area to do it this year. So we apologize.
Well, we just wanted people to be aware of that because they do set their calendars, and they do set their calendars for the county fair. And this year it's going to be happening from June 30th, Saturday, to Sunday, July 8th. Now, tell me about what's going to go on. We know the fair's kind of rhythm of the fair during those dates. Is that going to change much this year?
No. The shows will still be on the weekends, and then we have a lot of free entertainment lined up. And we're excited because we have 3 big concerts this year in the auditorium.
Oh, tell me who's coming.
On Tuesday, July the 3rd, we have a new and upcoming country group, Lane Co. For those of you that are not familiar, they have the number one song out, The Greatest Love Story.
Excellent.
And they will be with Clayton Anderson and Reese Phillips. And on Thursday, July the 5th, the legendary Ronnie Millsap.
Wow.
And he will be with Big Country and Backstreet.
So these are all the big events coming up, and then there's one more to finish it out.
Friday night, July the 6th, we have Phil Vassar with Keith Anderson and Sheila Stevens and the Rodeo Monkey.
So this is a brand new, you've had music before, but maybe not at this level. Is that accurate?
Not at this level, and none of this would be possible without the help of Rob Helms and RD Productions.
And bringing in these big hitting names. So adding another twist to the county fair. I like it.
Yes, we're very excited.
Tanya Clark's our guest this morning. The 2018 Monroe County Fair is at the Monroe County Fairgrounds, a place where friends gather, and you can find their website right on our homepage at WGCLradio.com. For the traditionalists, Demolition Derby, Armband Night, all that fun stuff still happening?
No Armband Night, but you will be able to purchase the armbands over on the carnival side, or you can just purchase tickets to ride, but there's no more purchasing them at the gate when you come in.
Okay, so you can make that decision a little bit differently.
Exactly.
Out there. Right, so not everybody has to play by the same things. Gives people a chance. Now, I can already smell the food cooking out there. Tell me a little bit about your vendor situation for June 30th through July 8th.
A lot of the same vendors. We do have a couple new ones coming in. Of course, you know, the Seminole Stand, Corn on the Cob, the Catfish Sandwiches, just all the great food that we have year after year.
And is the livestock auction still taking place as well?
Thursday evening, yes. That would be July the 5th.
And that'll be from 6 to 10 out there. And yes. When people, unfortunately, fortunately, depending, there's always two sides of this, the traffic hasn't been the best getting around town. We hope some things are cleared up and ready to get out to tell people from the easiest way to get there if they're coming from Bloomington, in your opinion.
In my opinion, I would come down 48 and turn left on Kirby. And then you could, then turn left onto Airport Road to come in that way. That way you avoid all of that on 3rd Street and 2nd Street coming in.
That's right. Stay away from that if you can avoid it, because it's trying all of our patience, but it's we hope that we get great weather for the fair, obviously, and great weather leading up to it, and hopefully some of the stuff can be completed a little bit earlier. Now, for people that are new to the Monroe County Fair or new to Bloomington, do I have to buy tickets in advance? Or tell me how this process works. Tell me about how you guys put the whole week together.
You don't have to buy tickets in advance. It's just $5 to pay to park. And then if you want to attend any of the events in the grandstands or the auditorium, then you can purchase tickets there at the fairgrounds.
So it's really easy. You don't have to do any of the legwork to get in front of it or do anything else with it. Now, with the dates being earlier, people that are trying to get into these contests and events and everything else, do they need to get going on that pretty quickly?
Yes, they do. And if, like, for the demo and some of the other events, they can find those rules and forms on our website to fill out and get those turned in.
And that's MonroeCountyFairgrounds.in. Everything's right there in front of you. There's a contact us button. I'm looking at it right now. That's how I know. All the great concert information is there as well. And with the new dates and everything else that's going on with that, are you going to be open on the 4th of July? I guess that's going to be a very popular question people want to know.
We will be open on the 4th of July, yes.
Great. So that gives you a chance to you can hang out at the parade, then get over to the fairgrounds all day long. That's a great doubleheader here for it. Anything brand new this year I need to be aware of? I know the concert series. We already talked about that. That's amazing. Anything else that jumps off the page that is new?
Let's see. The concert series, and you can check out the website History on Wheels.
Oh, cool.
It will be set up for 4 days to come out, and you can see the cars in Indiana were made and the history of, like, the Indy 500 and all that. So it's pretty cool, too.
Well, that's outstanding. And then, obviously, the Demolition Derby and all the fun stuff that goes along with that. Just in different dates this year. Tanya, for the future, have you planned out, is this more of a trial run to see how it works, or is this something that the board is going to look at these dates moving forward?
And we have these dates for the next 7 years.
Oh, so this is a major, major change.
Yes.
All right. So everybody can put that in that calendar through 2025.
And with the dates, we're hoping the weather's a lot cooler.
Yes. The end of July and early August, there's been some times out there where I'm surprised everything didn't melt. So.
Mm-hmm.
And go ahead.
Oh, I do have the websites where people can go to purchase the tickets for the concert.
Yeah, go ahead.
It is, they can either use rdproductionsllc.com or bigcountry, and that's with 2 G's, .com.
Excellent. So, again, easy stuff where you can have all that taken care of before you have to you get there and have a great night at the fair and a great night of music as well. So 3 big concerts. New dates, June 30th through July 8th. A brand new website, MonroeCountyFairgrounds.in. Other than that, you guys got nothing going on.
We're hoping for a great year.
You're going to have a great year. We appreciate you telling us and getting us this message out early. That's the good news, because these dates will obviously, to the casual, the people that participate in 4-H and Demolition Derby, they know about this, but it's great that we let the general public know it. Hey, give us a call back in June and remind us that the fair is going to start later that month. Let's get caught up in June so we can remind everybody of this as well.
I will do that.
Great job, Tanya, as always. It's great getting caught up with you. And best of luck on your new dates and your new stuff. It looks great.
Thank you, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, Tanya Clark from the Monroe County Fair Board. Boy, that's a whole new thing. 7 years. I did not know that. That's why we bring Tanya on, so she can tell us all about it. You can find the Monroe County Fairgrounds website right there on our homepage at WGCLradio.com. It shows you the dates, the concert series information. You can contact them with questions and all the other stuff that goes on at the Monroe County Fair.